Well, it's Saturday morning.
Is it?
Oh, no, it's Saturday afternoon. And I'm in the Palm Court Cafe in Harrogate, and I'm sat here with Brian Cullen, teacher of computing at Rossett School. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, Brian, you just told me something I got really, really excited about that I nearly spilt my coffee on all over my lap. You were saying there's actually some networking functionality in Scratch.
Yeah, I was looking on the internet the other day and I found where you can turn on networking features in Scratch. Basically what it means is when you broadcast a message, you can be sending it to more than one machine.
So at the moment, some of my children have created games where they broadcast a message in the game, like Game Over or Start Game. But you're saying you can actually broadcast a message from one client to another? Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, once you've set up the networking features and you've had the machines connect together,
yeah,
you can set any message that gets broadcast goes to all the machines that are connected.
So children could actually create multiplayer games, yeah?
Yeah, we've already done that. One of the examples I made was where you could move the cat around on one screen,
yeah,
and it would move on all the other screens. So they were able to draw on each other's screens. Somebody else made Pong, two-player game.
So it's running on two PCs that are networked together.
Yeah, one of them is basically doing all the calculation where the
right
ball's going, and the other,
yeah,
one's just getting messages saying, yeah, move the ball to here.
And this works in a classroom situation where there's firewalls and all these things in place?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a problem because the communication is just basically within the network, so it doesn't have to go through any of the firewalls, so it seems to work fine.
So you're saying one Scratch station can broadcast a message to another, which, and then the other one will receive that?
Yeah.
Is there anything else they can share?
Well, they call it a mesh, first of all.
Right.
You can have as many joined together. It doesn't have to be just a pair. It could be eight,
100.
Nine. Well, I don't know about that. The other thing you can do is you can share variables. If you make a variable on one computer,
yeah,
it's available under the sensor value block,
right,
on the other computers.
I've seen the sensor values. You can use them when you've got, like, the Pico board.
Yeah,
you plug that
Pico
in
board.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you've joined what they call a mesh, underneath the sensor value, it'll start adding the variables that appear on other computers.
So you, how did you find this? You just were doing a search online?
I just came across it on the internet, and I don't know if you've come across Build Your Own Blocks.
BYOB, yeah, 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 yeah.
They have it turned on by default, so you don't,
right,
have to
enable it. Yeah.
Enable it, but you can enable it in Scratch as well.
Gosh, that sounds amazing. Multiplayer games in Scratch. Yeah.
Well, the kids seem to enjoy it, and I'm sure I'm going to have to find another way of calling it work.
Right. I think it's time to go and order another coffee.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye.